Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, investigators continue to search for answers the day after a newborn baby was found dead inside a duffel bag near a near North firehouse. The bag was discovered around 5 a.m. outside of a firehouse on North Orleans near West Hill. A Chicago Fire Department spokesperson says firefighters who were about to shovel snow found the duffel bag. Don Garris, the president of the Save Abandoned Babies Foundation of Greater Chicago, told CBS2 about the safe haven law that gives parents an option to hand an unharmed baby over to a person at a hospital, police, or fire station, no questions asked.
That baby will be placed in a forever loving adoptive home. And for the parent that believes and trusts in the law, they can know they took safe, responsible, loving action to preserve the health, life of their baby.
CBS 2 reports an autopsy is scheduled today. The Safe Haven law says a parent has 60 days to reclaim their infant. The parent must go through counseling and an inquiry by the Department of Children and Family Services. An overnight shooting in the Little Village neighborhood leaves three people wounded, one seriously. Police say someone opened fire on a car driving east on 24th Street near Rockwell around 1 a.m. A 19-year-old man who was shot in the head and leg remains hospitalized this hour in serious condition. A 22-year-old woman and another 19-year-old man who are wounded are listed in good condition. About 15 minutes earlier, a 20-year-old man was killed in a drive-by shooting near 43rd and Wentworth in the Fuller Park neighborhood. No one's in custody in either shooting. Overall, police say four have been killed, 19 others wounded in citywide shootings this weekend. Activists in Chicago call for federal charges against Jason Van Dyke.
The activist holding a news conference at the CTA's 95th Street station called it an injustice that Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, who fatally shot 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times, will leave prison on February 3rd. He'll have served half his 6-year, 9-month term due to getting time off for good behavior. The Tribune reports the activists, including community organizer William Calloway, want federal civil rights charges filed against Van Dyke, and they're calling on members of the transit workers' unions to refuse to work, to shut down the system until Van Dyke is facing those federal charges. Jan Coleman, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman was struck and killed by a vehicle Saturday night in West Garfield Park. Chicago police say around 8:10 p.m. the 35-year-old was getting into a car on West Jackson near South Kildare when she was hit by a passing vehicle. No one is in custody. A Cook County judge set bail at $3 million yesterday for a man charged with three counts of attempted murder of a peace officer after a shootout with Cook County Sheriff's officers in South Shore earlier this week. The Sun-Times says Valentino Wilburn is also charged as an armed habitual criminal following the encounter last Wednesday near 74th and Yates. Authorities say Sheriff's police located the man via his electronic monitoring bracelet after they got calls to remove him from a home he was no longer welcome in. Eventually, police backed him into a dead-end alley where the shootout allegedly ensued. A Chicago police supervisor accused of violating department rules during a 2004 death investigation has a new job title.
In 2004, Sam Cerrone was a sergeant with CPD's Area North Violent Crimes Unit, tasked with investigating the death of David Koshman, who died 12 days after being punched by a nephew of then-Mayor Richard M. Daley. In 2011, when the case was re-examined, Cerrone faced a possible one-year suspension, accused by officials of running a poor investigation and violating department rules. He was found guilty of those accusations in 2019 by the Chicago Police Board, but given only a reprimand among the least punitive measures involving no time off from work without pay. The Tribune reports Cerrone has now been promoted to lieutenant of the Area 3 Detective Division. He's been with the department for 29 years. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman is charged in the vicious stabbings of two women and a dog in Rogers Park on the north side last weekend.
Jordan Shipp was in bond court Saturday. Chicago police say she was charged with two counts of attempted first-degree murder. Authorities say Shipp allegedly stabbed two women, an 82-year-old and a 60-year-old, and a dog. January 8th in the 2100 block of West Birchwood Avenue in Rogers Park. According to Chicago police, Shipp was arrested Friday after being identified as the person who attacked the two women and the animal. Varen Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A couple hundred people showed up in Oak Park, the birthplace of the late actor Betty White, for a centennial celebration yesterday. The marquee in front of the Lake Theater read, "Honoring our Oak Park treasure." The woman who performed the Golden Girls theme song, Cindy Fee, herself a former Oak Park resident, got the crowd to sing along.
Thank you for being a friend.
Betty White would have turned 100 years old tomorrow. As a candidate for outgoing Congressman Bobby Rush's seat, Karen Norrington Reeves says her work with Rush in the past typifies the kind of Congresswoman she would be. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports.
As head of the Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership, Karen Norrington Reeves got to know Congressman Bobby Rush when he tried to find ways to combat gun violence in his community. She helped establish a jobs and training center there. Norrington Reeves appreciated that Rush didn't try to address the problem by only using his powers on Capitol Hill.
You can't just hold office and expect that you're going to be focused on crafting legislation and weighing in on bills. Then it's really about how do you serve your community in innovative ways? How do you cut through the noise to be able to address the needs that actually exist? And from my perspective, and I've seen this bear out time and time again over the past decade plus, government can't do it all. Private sector can't do it all. It is really about public-private cooperation.
Congressman Rush has endorsed Karen Norrington Reeves in her bid to replace him. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois residents are getting more opportunities to learn about the business of the cannabis industry. Daniel Califf, VP of Higher Education at Green Flower, says his company is partnering with the University of Illinois Springfield Office of Continuing and Professional Education to offer the next wave of non-credit online certificates in cannabis education. Begins this week. He tells WBBM there was more than $1 billion in cannabis sales in 2021 alone.
It's been a year now since it went recreationally legal in Illinois, and it's been a banner year, if you will. They've just done incredibly well. Sales are incredible. Job opportunities are growing by the day, and so it's a really thriving industry in the state.
According to Business Wire, cannabis is the fastest growing industry in America, supporting 321,000 full-time jobs and growing faster than any other industry. To make it easier for small businesses to help their workers quit smoking, the University of Illinois is offering a service. Alan Barton of the University of Illinois Extension says the Be a Quitter program offers a year of assistance to workers of small companies to help them stop smoking.
They get live chat coaching with tobacco treatment experts. There's 8 weeks of nicotine replacement therapy that's delivered right to their home. They get access to one of the largest and longest communities of tobacco cessation individuals that have quit or are trying to quit, and just a suite of resources.
Barton says the program is available in English and Spanish. For more information, search online for the University of Illinois and the words Be a Quitter.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.